from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 903. Shout-out to my cousins, Jeff and Ashley, for getting me tickets to the White House for the Rangers World Series ceremony, which is awesome. However, then they had inflammatory things to say about Cronuts. So, not sure you guys want to handle that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. What you got?
Well, I want to see if you think this is a good strategy. This is a hypothetical. Let's say you run a business and one of your best employees looks like he's not going to be under contract. And somebody asks you, hey, is that a big deal? And you're like, eh, it's not that urgent. And then the employee goes to social media and puts LOL. Do you think that's just all part of the deal? And they're just like, you know, hyping it up and everybody knows CeeDee Lamb's going to get signed?
Well, let's start here. He is under contract.
That is true for another year. And obviously they can franchise him and everything as well.
Right. So, and obviously you guys saw the rest of the quote, right?
Yes.
Okay. And there was laughing going on. But if one person tweets out no, I don't have any urgency, then the whole Twitterverse blows up, right?
Right.
And you guys, how many segments?
This is the first time.
No, come on.
We had a brief mention in the first segment.
We mentioned it for 2 minutes. I kid you not. But you know what else blew up social media, too, is when CD just tweeted out the date, which was 8/8. Which is 88, and then people are like, oh my God, it's done.
8 years for $80 million a year.
And like, he was just saying, this is the date, and I'm number 88, and everyone's like, oh, deal's done. Yep, oh my gosh, give me the details.
I just think you have to, you know, I don't know why I said it. I went to college. I went to high school. I went to college. I was at Nobu on Tuesday.
Ooh.
I mean, that was the rest of it. Why don't you do the whole thing, right? Is there a limit on how much you can tweet out?
Yes, there is. But
could you have added
I think
that?
You could have fit more in that tweet. Yeah. Yes, that okay. is so, that is fair.
This is part of the world we live in, right?
I do have, you're right.
It's kind of like the other day when DeMarcus Lawrence said, I'm here. I want to be where my feet are.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see us hoisting the trophy. But we got to focus on training camp first. And then, Mickey, guess which part of that got put out there? I can definitely see us hoisting the trophy.
Right, right.
And, or, there's more to that.
Or the part somebody asked him, you know, I think the question was, you're not under contract next year. Do you think you're going to play next year? And he says, I don't know. Are they going to pay me next year?
Good question.
Right?
Good question.
I mean, there's a bunch of guys on last year of the contract, but he is under contract.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
And it's $1 million a week.
Is that right? Is that's oh, man. Oh, that's what he gets paid. I thought you were saying that's the fine. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, but I got you. Yeah.
Well, it is kind of a fine, isn't it, if you don't get it?
Yeah, that's
right?
true. That is
true. Is there any red blood American out there that's going to forfeit $1 million a week?
Whew. Maybe the guy who used to run Amazon, but that's about it.
Yeah.
He might need the money now.
Unless you've got that $18 million in the bank right now.
I do not.
And
so,
think about it this way. Has anybody asked him if he has any urgency to get the contract done?
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't because he knows he's guaranteed $18 million this year. So there's two sides to it, I think you have to. And I think Jerry was kind of having fun, and I think the fun backfired, right?
Yeah, I do, because I heard him laugh after that. But the very first part, it did feel serious, but as I'm sure you know, everyone comes at it with maybe their own preconceived perception, right? And so and so they're just like, well, that's what I think.
Well, and the other thing is I think the original question was prefaced with, well, now that the first preseason game's going to be played, looks like he's going to miss it. Do you have a sense of urgency to get it done? Well, he's not playing in the preseason game, right? Probably not playing in the next preseason game.
I can see that.
Dak Prescott's not playing in any of the preseason games. So that's why, you know, I guess they should have asked, do you have a sense of urgency because he missed the scrimmage against the Rams? Because for the, you know, bottom line is that's probably maybe the only time we see some of these veteran guys that, you know, are very important to this team. Actually work against another team, because they may not play. You know, it won't be just Dak, right? You think they're going to send Zach Martin out there?
No, and see, that's why my question would have been, hey, why do you think the Cowboys are favored by 4? How do they put together these preseason?
They put a line on preseason
games? Yes, of course they do.
And not knowing who's going to play?
Yes, degenerates will gamble on anything, Mick.
I can feel RJ making a wager right now. That would honestly be my question. I would be like, how do you suppose they come up with that?
And spread? You don't even know who the Rams are going to play.
Yes, you're correct. I do not.
So anyway, well, that's the world we live in.
What is who is your player that you're like, I think I'm going to see a big game from him, and he needs a pretty interesting game to highlight himself here?
Well, again, not knowing who's playing and who isn't, I'm going to assume the young guys are going to play.
Yeah,
right?
That's kind of where I was looking.
And you know, I'm pretty anxious to see the continued progression of Kalen Carson.
Yes.
Okay.
He continues to make a play, it seems like, every practice. And, you know, in my books, that fourth cornerback position is wide open. And to me, he's the guy that's got his hand in the air saying, hey, look at me. I thought it was funny. They asked Dak, the question was, so what are your thoughts on, you know, you're going against this rookie, Kalen Carson. And he said, who? And they said, Kalen Carson. And he goes, oh, Seatbelt Carson.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He understood Seatbelt Carson and probably didn't know the guy's first name, maybe. And so then he continued talking about Seatbelt Carson because, you know, he locks people down and makes plays. So I like to see, you know, what he does in a preseason game. I'm guessing that they're not going to play Stafford, right?
I would assume not, but I guess
see, here's the here, and then usually you're going up against the second or third quarterback. Well, watching the practice yesterday, it was like, you know, the seconds or third. Well, the defense is going up against Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh. He's not exactly, you know, some guy just off the bench. He's been a starter in the league, which is somewhat unfair, but you know, so I would imagine that's who they're gonna face.
Oh
so,
man. It's a good thing they're not facing Matthew Stafford, though, because Caleb Williams said Matthew Stafford is the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, I saw the Cowboy defense, you know, having a pretty good day yesterday. Thought the offense did well. You know, it's hard for one person to watch both fields, but, you know, Zeke ran the ball well.
Did he have a fumble, too, though?
I believe he did, yes. But it was sort of at the end of a run. It wasn't like he ran in the middle and somebody knocked the ball out. It was like, okay, he's been thumped up, and then the ball came out. So we have to put a little context on that one, too. I don't know if anybody reported that Stafford scored a touchdown, but he threw a pass that got deflected by the Cowboys' defense. It got deflected by, I think, Micah Parsons and somebody else. And then he ran over there with the ball loose at the goal line and grabbed it and stepped in. And Sean McVay almost had a heart attack. He chewed his butt out for, what are you doing? This is a practice. You don't need to be getting in the middle of a scrum and try to dive for a touchdown. I thought Mazi Smith showed something in there. I thought the guy, and Jerry Jones said it. Now, this one probably didn't get reported, but he was very impressed with Brock Hoffman and what he did. And at one point, he said he is a starting center. So that was the level of play he was playing, including getting in a little tussle with Kobe Turner. I think he's a nose tackle with the Rams.
I've seen it before from Hoffman, man. I've seen him throw some people on the ground before.
Right?
Yes.
He'll talk some trash on you.
He's got a little edge to him. Yeah.
Which I like. That just took place for a couple seconds, right? Like from
It wasn't anything that was going to cause the team to get fined $200,000, right?
Or DK Metcalf to take his helmet off and swing it at somebody.
Which is always, it's like, what do guys think about swinging your helmet and then you got your head that can get hit, right?
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
It happened once at my high school.
It did?
A little fight broke out. Dude ripped another guy's helmet off and then broke his orbital bone. It was bad, man. That's not good.
See, I think the same thing when somebody punches somebody who has a helmet on.
Why?
I'm like, you could have the greatest punch in the world. It's I feel like hurting. That's going to end up poorly for you, right?
But you know what? Something doesn't change. Randy White got in a skirmish with the Bears in a preseason game, right? Preseason. And he yanked the offensive lineman's helmet off and bunked him on the head with the guy's helmet.
Oh, man. I believe that. If you told me he got in a fight with an actual bear, I would also believe that.
And then he got thrown out in his comment. I don't know if it was after the game or later on when I reminded of him. He goes, it's a preseason game. It was hot. I didn't want to play.
He talked to another guy on the head. What better way to get kicked out?
So, you know, this stuff's been going on. It just doesn't, you know, get reported the way it does now instantly, by the way.
Now, Mickey, since I've told you there's a point spread, I know you feel a sense of urgency going into Sunday's game. It has been 7 years since the Cowboys won their preseason opener. How nervous are you about this one?
Yeah, now, I wonder if Michael used that in his pregame talk, right?
There's no way.
We got to win one.
We need just one win. We just need one win to start this thing off. I like it.
I can just take you to
89. Why don't you just ask that? Mike wants to know if he crushes watermelons before the game.
Right before the game, when the Cowboys went 3-1 in 89 in the preseason, beat Houston on a walk-off field goal, I think, and Jerry and Jimmy went running off the field. Their arms were waving, and it's like they won their season opener. Oops, and then they got beat 28-0 by the Saints.
Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL,
Drew
right?
Drew Brees?
No, it was probably...
Bobby Herbert?
It's A-Bear.
A-Bear?
I'm trying to even go further.
Billy Joe Tolliver?
Archie Manning?
Archie Manning, maybe.
Wow. I don't think that's... Is that
89?
Right?
I don't know who was playing quarterback.
All right. Well, okay, so maybe...
Bobby Hebert. It was Bobby Hebert.
Yes.
Was it? All right.
John Forcade and Dave Wilson.
John Forcade. I covered John Forcade when he was in college at Ole Miss.
Somebody iron-headed us.
Hayward, I remember the
that's right.
Hayward.
I have to all admit,
right, Mike's back in form.
Yeah, no. Well, what he really wanted to ask you and why he turned his mic on to begin with was, do you think Mike McCarthy should smash a watermelon before the preseason game? That's what he really wanted to ask you.
I'd love
well,
it.
Well, the Cowboys are so worried about this one, they're just basically bussing up to the game on Sunday before the game. So it's not like they're going there to spend the night and
yeah.
be nice and refreshed for the game. It's just like a long trip from the hotel to the stadium, that's all, on game day.
I'll tell you what, I don't know about California, but watermelons are in season here, Mick.
Oh, very good.
They taste good right now.
What does that have to do with anything?
They haven't dried up with 100-degree heat?
I guess not. I feel like July and August are the best watermelons.
Your thoughts, Mickey? That's okay. That's
I'm
how
big
I feel
on the strawberries
well.
Out
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They're 97 cents at the Kroger.
Okay,
down the street
Mike.
Right now.
That's great. All right. Thank you very much, Mickey. You've been very informative.
Just make sure you when you guys talk to me, you have some urgency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, clearly we do. All right. There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're the KNC Masterpiece. I can't wait for this segment. Mike, you're going to think this is the dumbest thing in the world. But cocaine buying Olympians, Jerry Jones and Mike Bacsik. Do any of these folks deserve forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At the Philadelphia 13. Two tight ends on the left, back to throw, looking left, looking right, pumps, runs out to the left. Throws on the run, Lamb at the 7, and strolls in, walks all the dogs. Touchdown, Lamb, 13 yards, first touchdown of the game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Shout out. After a week of having it, I just got tested negative for COVID, and I'm feeling better.
Oh, is this the runner?
No, it's not as far as I'm aware. And they said their new hit song is hitting the radio as well today. It's been a Tolo vibe for 10 years. Love it, love it, love it. All right. It's time for Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053.
I have one.
Okay.
Please forgive me. Are the Chicago Bears practicing in the woods? I turned on the television this morning, and I turned it on to ESPN, and they were talking to about Caleb Williams. And in the background, he's throwing the football. And it looked like they were just practicing in the woods.
Did he just throw the ball into the trees?
No, but right behind him was like a whole woods. Like, I was like, where are they at? Like, I know that the Cowboys are at a hotel, and they have a lot of grass back there, so they practice on two fields. But I was like, they just look like they're practicing in the woods.
But, like, isn't the team facility in the background, too?
I haven't watched the HBO show, but they have to be. They had to just. Looks like they're in the woods.
This isn't going
to
help. I believe they're running training camp in Lake Forest, Illinois. So I don't.
There is a forest right next to it.
Like, are they worried about, like, bobcats or something coming out?
No.
Middle Fork Savannah Forest Preserve is literally right there. Like, it is.
I'm not crazy.
They're the Bears.
I was like, they are practicing in the woods.
That's right.
It is surrounded by woods.
Do you think if one of the players has to use the bathroom, they can just run into the woods then?
Yeah. Just watch out for snakes.
Right.
You're not worried. You don't play golf. If you go pee in the woods, you're around here. You're like, you got to check first.
Maybe a snake
before you start peeing, because you might have. And if there's a snake that attacks you while you're peeing, you're in trouble.
Have you ever gotten a snake in your boots?
No, I've never. I've never been like scared off by a snake. As in I've gone to pee in the woods or just walking in the woods and then a snake came upon me that I didn't see, which is very scary. That's why people wear cowboy boots. Because they can't bite through the boot.
But have you ever found out that somebody poisoned the water hole?
No, I know we're talking about what's the show, Toy Story.
You did it, Mike. I'm so proud.
I know what you're talking about, in To Infinity
But you
and
can't
beyond.
Figure out why the Bears would practice near the woods?
I was just thinking, that doesn't look like you can put stands there.
All right.
Like, it's all about stands for the Cowboys.
Okay, I see.
And so
what
I'm
Mike
thinking, like,
here.
They're just practicing in the woods. And I'm like, do people go to Bears practice? I guess I should watch that HBO show where they do all the fake commentary that we're supposed to really believe their storylines are putting out.
Is it Jerry Jones or perhaps our buddy John Machota who deserves forgiveness? Or
Machota
needs
likes
to
the
ask
Cowboys.
For forgiveness. Man, it feels like Mickey thinks it's John that needs to ask for forgiveness for the context of that tweet.
All right, so
I thought
Jerry feels very comfortable around the writing media, right?
He does.
And I mean, for some part, he feels comfortable around us, comfortable enough to say some things to us.
Curse words.
So when he makes those kinds of jokes, I don't think he thinks about it the same way. I think he knows he's going to make waves, but I think he thinks he's just making a joke to some people that he talks to. And then whenever it makes a headline, he's like, oh, well, it's just a headline. Whereas Dak's like, you guys make millions of dollars to write headlines. And they're like,
no, we don't.
He said, you're paid very well to make headlines.
Oof.
And they said, you think that? And he said, you guys should start holding out. That's what Dak said. He was like, media should start holding out if y'all want to. So, but that's
interesting.
That's the, but yeah, I think Jerry needs the forgiveness here because I don't think he thinks the way other owners think whenever they say things. A lot of owners are like, they will fight their minds over things they said. They'll go to bed and think about it. Jerry says it and he's just like, oh, well, it's out there.
Now, Mike, do you think Charles Barkley was a great basketball player?
100%.
I know you don't like this other person, but did you think Dwayne Wade was a great basketball player?
I hate saying it, but yes, he was a great basketball player. Horrible commentator, though.
All right. Dwayne Wade shot 67.1% in the Olympics in 2008, but he was bested by Charles Barkley, who during the 1992 Dream Team run shot 71.1%. They were both bested by Andre Jimenez,
of course,
who in Andre the Giant.
I thought you were going to say the Giant too.
You know, I guess who shot 73.9% in the 1988 Olympics to set the record.
1988?
Yeah, that's right.
That's when we lost.
However, that was the old record. The new record is held by an upstart Canadian basketball Olympian.
Oh, no.
By the name of Dwight Powell, who completed this Olympiad having shot 90% from the field. Nine of 10. That is the greatest shooting percentage for a single Olympics in the history of the Olympics. Mike, your thoughts?
I honestly think they might should put Dwight Powell in the Basketball Hall of Fame. For his talent and ability, for him to be doing these things is just
the most
miraculous thing in the history of basketball.
It's pretty impressive.
That's a very impressive number.
Better than Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan shot a basketball. Dwight Powell has never shot a basketball in the Olympics. He shot it
10 times?
It's not shooting it.
He made it 10 times, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He dunked a basketball or laid it in.
All right, let's go back.
We know he didn't get an offensive rebound because that would mean there was probably people around him. And that would mean he'd miss it. And that would mean he actually got the offensive rebound, which he never has.
But did he get hit in the face?
100%.
I got a couple of Olympic Forgiveness Fridays. Forgiveness Fridays? Which one do you want to go?
What did you just say?
Is that not
Don't
the
say that. Don't
Fridays?
Say fried eyes.
Okay.
Don't ever say
You'd
that.
You'd be
again.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm Sounds busy weird. For the next three fried eyes.
Nope.
All right.
2 to 7.
Skateboarder Nia Houston has criticized the Olympic medals for being crap quality. Now,
aren't they made of the metal?
But here's the thing. He says poor quality metal. He took a bronze in skateboarding, but he said he wore the Olympic medal around his neck and he let it sit on his skin with some sweat and now it's rusted. Do you think that's because he got a bronze?
No. Like, is that?
He put a picture up. It does not look great.
Silver medals are made up from solid silver. The first place gold medals are comprised of 6 grams of gold.
Ooh.
So it's not completely gold.
That makes sense. I guess that is a lot of gold that the Olympics would have to buy.
They contain authentic iron.
And when you watch the news right now, you should only be investing in metals, I guess. I'm not doing that.
For the longest time, I've heard that if you're not invested in gold, all of your money is going to go away.
But yeah.
Why are people going to need gold? If we go into the Great Depression, people are like, oh, I don't want bread. I want gold. I'd be like, I don't think the gold is edible.
I found Adrian's family found some gold doubloons.
Oh
from
my gosh.
Their grandfather.
And what?
It went for a pretty penny. I mean, or, lots of dollars. But yeah, it was pretty interesting. I was like, can I just see the doubloons? How do you know?
So why did does bronze rust easier than silver and gold?
I guess, or this could have been a one-off, but the metal did look pretty tough.
It greened?
Not quite, but it looked like it had rust on it and stuff, but it wasn't greened over.
Do you take toothpaste and a toothbrush? How do you get a little rust off of your bronze metal?
That is the fanciest question.
It can react with oxygen and other elements in the air or liquid it's exposed to.
Like sweat.
Over time, bronze can tarnish and lose its luster.
Well, he's saying it happened in a couple
of
days.
Develop a green film called Pantina.
Do you think they all make the medals the same? Or do you go, it was skateboarding?
I think they make all the medals the same.
The break dancers and the skateboarders are getting different medals than the people that run the 100. The 100 is the fastest man and woman in the world. They're like, let's make sure those medals are good. This break dancing thing will be like, yeah, sure, it's bronze.
On your face.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
That skateboarder over there with his McTwist.
In fact, if you unwrap it, there's chocolate in there too.
Which you said would be good for the Depression because then you could eat it.
Would you rather have gold or would you rather have a chocolate covered gold?
Chocolate covered gold.
I would rather have gold.
Why?
Because I could trade that for so much more than a thing of chocolate.
You could eat the chocolate.
Yeah.
What if they, I mean, I think they would barter you down so bad because they're like, he's starving. We'll give you $10.
Also, think about this.
And what are you going to do?
How much does the chocolate cost at this point?
If they're starving, if they have the gold, they'll give you the gold. The problem is now you have the gold and you have to figure out some schmuck to give it to that will end up giving you more than $10 for it because everybody's starving.
Well, Mike, you might relate to this next story. Tom Craig, the Olympian field hockey player, he was arrested for allegedly trying to buy 1 gram of cocaine from a street dealer after he left a team function on Tuesday night.
Oh, no.
Now, the dealer who got arrested also was in possession of 75 ecstasy pills seven vials of cocaine. I don't know how big those vials were. I don't know how that translates into like what they're going to charge him with, but that sounds bad.
Yeah, I don't know the laws over there. Like, are they like,
definitely can't just go buy cocaine.
Does cocaine come in vials?
I don't know. Usually I've seen it in little baggies.
No, every movie or TV show you've ever seen isn't like in a wrapped kind of plastic and then paper bag.
That's the people that are buying it to sell it, not buying it to use it.
The guy that does the cocaine, he has the little tiny spoon or his pinky nail, right?
And they all put it in their gums. They're like, oh, that's quality coke.
Because it makes them numb. According to what I've heard.
This isn't the right coke. Kill the guy. Isn't that somebody's dad? That happened to somebody's dad.
What?
Yeah.
Is this from real life or a TV show? God,
I don't want to say the name because I don't want to get it wrong. I'm pretty sure one of my teammates, I will just say on the Washington Nationals, dad got shot in the chest twice for selling bad cocaine.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if the dad knew it was bad cocaine. He might have just bought it and like, I'm selling it. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm
pretty sure that happened.
No,
yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
In the drug world, if you sell bad cocaine,
I'm not saying
say
that was wrong.
And I'll tell you if I'm right or not.
Esteban?
No. His.
Although he was dealing. He denied dealing it. My bad.
Okay. Sorry. Look up the last name of.
Can you just tell him like and turn your mics off? Well, yeah, turn your mic off real quick, Corey. Oh my gosh, that was almost.
I think I got it. I don't know.
I'm so glad that you barely turned your mic off.
I did
in
turn
time.
It off.
No, not you, but Corey, who you were yelling it at. Like, I think he got his mic off in time. So,
yeah, if you Google his dad, I think you might find some bad stuff.
This segment took a pretty hard turn. And then I don't
sell bad coke. You'll die.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. And then does an Appalachian State player need to ask for forgiveness for
did he beat Michigan again?
Getting into it with another one of his teammates in practice and swinging a helmet at him. So this has happened multiple times in the last 3 or 4 days. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
The 940, isn't Kevin the resident expert on cocaine? And it's from the 682. That's why I always test my cocaine first. I have it, Mike, I'll be honest. I can't find that. So,
okay.
My apologies.
He's going to look it up, I'm sure.
He's trying.
He's going to come back in gridiron and be like, yes, it was this guy. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, the second year NFL QBs. What we know, what we don't, and what's next for this group. Plus, more of your shout-outs on a Shout-Out Friday on The Fan.
Play action here. Steps up in the pocket, looking downfield. Now he'll take off and run. The whole left side of the field, wide open for Richardson. Touchdown!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Got Gridiron coming up in just a second. But it is also a Shout-Out Friday from the 682. Shout-out to me. It's my 13th birthday today, and I'm going to Six Flags. Sweet. That does sound fun. And then shout-out to my beautiful wife from the 469, Yvette, who gave birth Monday and is moving and grooving without missing a step. And to my 7-year-old daughter, Mia, who has been helping us with her baby sister. That is awesome right there.
Do you feel like Six Flags has gone a little bit downhill over the years?
Oh.
And I'm not talking about roller coaster joke. I'm talking about, like, I don't know if they're...
Maybe they need a new coat of paint.
Keeping up the park as well as they should. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, new coat of paint here and there once in a while. Yeah, okay. Man.
Now, I know we got Fan Bowl tomorrow, Hurtado,
yes,
Arlington.
I'll be there.
Up to $3,000 in prizes so you can register to compete in the paper football tournament. But
And don't forget, Kevin, I am also allowing somebody
to kick for you.
To kick for me in this event.
And I will argue this. You should just show up either way, even if you don't technically have a spot, because sometimes not everybody shows up, and you could be like the walk-on person. But while we're talking about events, tomorrow, Fan Bowl, Arlington, Hurtado, would you want 105.3 The Fan to put on a cronut party?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow is probably too soon.
Sometime during football season.
It is possible. It sounds like cronuts are harder to make because your donut store is not making like 10 dozen of them.
Mm-mm.
They're just making a dozen of them.
Yeah.
Also, on the Olympics right now, do you guys ever watch Saved by the Bell when they all worked at the beach house during the summer?
Heck yeah.
I feel like they made that an Olympic event.
So
they're just running like at a country club. They've just made an obstacle course that Slater and Jesse Spano are competing at or something.
The name of either this event or the one before it was the Laser Run, and this is for the modern pentathlon.
Is this to outrun a laser?
They were shooting like little laser guns.
They shot them?
They shot laser guns or something like that. I'm telling you. Now, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Deep.
Here we go.
Hate it. Now, Anthony Richardson, as well as most of the rest of the Colts starters, look like they're going to play Sunday against the Broncos. And so this has led us into a discussion about the sophomore quarterbacks.
Because
you've got Young, Stroud, Richardson, Levis. If you want to throw in Aiden O'Connell, we can do that. What do we feel like we know, don't know, and are expecting from this group? Because, Mike, I always feel like, and I'm not doing this as a joke, that you've made your mind up about Bryce Young. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
I think at best he can be an average quarterback, at very best. I just don't think he has the, ability to be an NFL quarterback. Guys are just bigger, stronger, faster, and he's just not tall enough. But maybe he can get by. He can be like Doug Flutie type of deal. But yeah. I think it was a major mistake to take a guy that little. I think that Arizona is finding out that too. Kyler Murray, at one point, I thought he was going to be great. I just think that maybe there is a height requirement and a size requirement for that position.
I think I've made up my mind about Stroud.
That it's just going to be excellent.
That it's going to be the next step in his progression. I really like their coach. I think he has a good idea of what he wants his football team to look like, and he's getting the players that he wants it to look like too. So his mind, I feel like Bryce Young still has another place to go. I think he, you get drafted by a crap team. You have a coach that gets fired in the middle of the season. You have crap wide receivers and a bad offensive line. No running back because you traded Christian McCaffrey away.
Right.
Your defense is subpar anyway. I think you're going to be a bad team no matter what quarterback you are. We saw it with Trevor Lawrence.
Maybe this is for Caleb Williams. Maybe it's against Caleb Williams because he's kind of an OU quarterback. I get it. He's USC, but OU moved to USC. Is all of these guys, help me out here, in the history of football, especially since the game has become more throwing in college, if you play for an unbelievably great college team where your guys are getting open by 5 yards like Alabama usually does,
yeah,
can you be a great quarterback in the NFL?
And I'm assuming you don't think like Tua or Hurts fit that bill as being great, right?
No, and neither does Trevor Lawrence, neither does Kyler Murray. I guess Joe Burrow has for a second, but like the best quarterbacks in the NFL, when we think about them, Joe Montana, yes, Notre Dame was really good, but that's a different era. They weren't passing as much, but Tom Brady, they were handing the ball off all the time. Yeah. They weren't very good. Like, I don't know. I'm wondering, UCLA, Troy Aikman, they were just an average team. Like, if you play on too good of a college team, is it too difficult to go to the NFL? Because you're like, hey, why aren't they open by 5 yards? Why am I not getting 7 seconds to throw the ball? They're like, no, this is the NFL, where maybe other schools I don't know, Texas Tech. I'm just using an example. It's not like Texas Tech has produced anybody besides Patrick Mahomes at that position, but maybe it's like, no. Like, your guys aren't going to be open by 5 yards. We don't have those recruits. You're not going to get 7 seconds to make a decision. We don't have that offensive line. And I'm wondering if that makes college, it's worse to go to the best schools if you're a college quarterback for developing into an NFL quarterback.
I think that's one piece of it, Mike, in addition to the way that they give you the information, the way they study with you the week before, because a lot of it, you're on your own now. I mean, I know they're getting up there and they're telling you, but you're on your own, where when you were in college, they're feeding all this stuff to you. Trent Richardson hops on with us whenever we were doing Emmett Smith's thing a long time ago, and he was like, I didn't have to think when I was in college. When I got to the NFL, I was all by myself. And when I was in college, they came and got you to take you to practice. They told you what your schedule was. You had somebody holding your hand every step of the way. And I think whenever you're studying to be a pro, you have more downtime. You have more off time to go do things that you want. But when you're studying, it is a lot on you. And it's not as much people just giving you the outs on those things. So the way that they consume their information is a different way, too.
When we're talking about this group of quarterbacks, I have to admit, I find Anthony Richardson by far the most interesting, because I understand what you're saying. It looks like it's going to be a rough go for Bryce Young, also because his team is awful. I think that C.J. Stroud has a significantly better team and looks like he is a significantly better quarterback. And then there's Anthony Richardson, who ran into two different injury problems last year. And I know people will talk about, like, his physical tools and how much he has the opportunity to stand out from that perspective. And I appreciate that. But
is that part of it?
Yeah, it is. But if you can't stay on the field, then I don't know. I'm really intrigued what he does.
But aren't his physical tools what is going to keep him from being on the field, too? Because he'll run.
Yeah.
And so he got injured because he was running one time. Yeah. Was it both times last year?
I thought it was one time. Let me double. I don't remember.
He knows, and if anything else, I can break down and Joe Milton this thing and run for 22 yards. That was awesome, by the way. And run for big gains, maybe a touchdown. That's how I'm going to get my team to score easiest. And so I think that's another factor in that, Kevin, is it's a high thing for him. It's also a low thing for him.
To your point, I know you're talking about young quarterbacks here, and he's getting into his prime or in his prime. This is it for Joe Burrow, for me, and I think most NFL fans. Either he plays about 17 games,
yeah,
or we all know it's over. Throw him off the board. Whoever you want to compare him to, it's tough. I don't know what NFL quarterback ever we're like, hey, he could be great and maybe the best quarterback of his time, but he can't stay healthy.
This is an extreme scenario. What if Joe Burrow, let's say he gets hurt, he misses like 8 games.
Yeah.
And the team is 3-5. But then he comes back, ekes them into the wild card, and they make it to the Super Bowl. Are you still like, that's amazing? Or are you like, well, great, you showed up for half a season?
Yeah, I would just say you better have with Joe Burrow, which is very tough, and Cincinnati doesn't seem to like spending money. You better have a really solid backup, because he's going to have to play 5 games minimum, maybe 10.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can do that if you're paying a dude $50-something million and be like, we have to have a really quality quarterback because we know he's going to miss half the season almost every year.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying now. Corey, you just mentioned Joe Milton. We talked about him, I think, 2 weeks ago about how perhaps he was looking better in training camp than Drake May. And then you got the game yesterday where Joe Milton didn't have a ton of time, but 4 for 6, 54 yards with a touchdown, no turnovers. He had a really electric run.
An electric throw, too, man.
There is buzz building. Like, he'll be on the team now because you can't release him, because if you release him, he will absolutely get picked up by someone.
Look, man, Tennessee, brilliant job saying, we're taking a dude who might be built like a defensive end, and we're putting him at quarterback. And we're going to let this dude run, and we're going to let him throw. He's still very raw and has a lot of learning and growth.
You say Tennessee?
New England. New England. No, I meant Tennessee, the Volunteers.
Oh, okay.
Back whenever he was in college.
Gotcha.
But he's an interesting guy, man. I really like watching him play.
He is big.
He's huge. He's fast. He's got a big arm. Like, there's a lot of things, but I just don't know how well he plays cornerback based on what I saw at Tennessee.
So, okay.
But can he beat Drake May? He's a UNC quarterback,
Mike
Kevin.
Will say, definitely.
Yeah, because like I was just thinking about this. Peyton Manning, not a great team at Tennessee. Not horrible. They're good. Don't get me wrong. Ends up being arguably the best quarterback in NFL history, especially regular season with five MVPs.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking about Aaron Rodgers and people like that. No, I understand your point.
It's not that you go to a bad school, but maybe like going to a school where there's too much talent can kind of hurt you in your development at quarterback.
Couple more quick notes for you as we wrap up Gridiron. And by the way, thank you very much to Rhino Shield, who brings us Gridiron Gravy. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Brandon Ayuk supposedly turned down $32 million per year to be on the Patriots. Now, this maybe wasn't an issue of money as much as he's like, yeah, but it's the Patriots. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. has an amazing new... that's what it feels like.
But it's the Patriots is a thing still.
But it's a negative thing.
Yeah.
Drake May.
Marvin Harrison Jr. said it was his company, but not him, who signed that deal with Fanatics. You know how we've been talking about issues in terms of cards, issues in terms of jerseys and everything? He's like, no, somebody from my company signed it. I never signed it. Not valid.
That's amazing.
It really is.
I have something on Fanatics.
Okay.
Let me give it to you.
Yeah.
Burbank Cards, which is close to Oxnard.
Yes.
They sell 40 million cards a year, and I'm not making this number up. Literally 40 million cards a year on eBay. They're pulling all of their stuff off of eBay because of fees, and they are going to Fanatics. Now, it hasn't happened yet, as in like the whole thing of pulling all the cards and moving to Fanatics. So now when you search for, let's just say, CeeDee Lamb jersey, it will also come up with all the auctions that Burbank has on all of the cards that are available through Burbank Sports Cards.
Holy moly.
So like Fanatics is making a push right now to take eBay out of the game.
Yeah, they're trying to take everyone
that's impressive.
Out of the game.
So I thought that was interesting when it comes to football. So now, not today, but in the near future, when you search for somebody's jersey or an Orioles hat or a Ranger hat, you might get flooded also with like 100 different sports auctions for sports cards on their website.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, Shout Out Friday continues, but also it feels like it might be over. But what are your reasons for Rangers optimism?
Kumar Rock.
I need to hear them. Let's do that next right here in the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.